Hi, is that Call Australia?
Yes, I'm ringing from Crouch.
Oh, good evening, Mick.
No, I was just engaged when I phoned a minute.
There's just a couple of things I wanted to tell you. Okay.
Yes, I can hear that. Hello.
Too early, but we're all right now.
What do you want to know?
Hello.
I haven't got any nice stories anyway.
Hello? Are you there?
Don't ask me.
This is Crouch calling.
Never done anything like this before.
Good evening.
I was born in Crouch.
If you ever came to Crouch, you would get a wonderful welcome.
Such a beautiful county. Every corner you go round, there's a surprise. Maybe a disappointment, but it's absolutely beautiful.
It's quite a nice village, actually. My name's Jude. And I'm Miles.
Margaret.
My name's Rosemary, but everybody calls me Mary. That's to my face. What they call me behind my back, that's a different thing.
Joyce Richard.
Charlie, Sylvester and Ethan.
This is Roger speaking.
Sheila Goodhead.
Yes, it's Heather Johnson.
Rona McCarthy.
I was born in Crouch, yes. I'm 80 now, so I've lived there all my life.
This area is just steeped in history and heritage.
Whichever way I walk, north, east, south or west, there's lovely countryside walks with views, different views in each direction.
It's very nice, actually. It's, like, not too busy.
Some beautiful walks around here, through fields and woods, and it's beautiful.
We call it Bluebell Wood, because all the bluebells are out at the moment, which is beautiful.
Yeah, you could go wandering and nobody would bother you, playing in woods and anyway. As a family, we used to go walking on a Sunday.
And then there's an outcrop of rock, and that's called the Tors.
I've lived in Crouch all my life, and I'm 84.
1947, so that's a long time ago. I can vaguely remember it, my brother taking me a walk.
Well, yes, we were allowed to go up the fields. We were allowed to play out.
Crouch is well blessed with wildlife generally.
The robins are very territorial and make a noise.
You see badgers running through it and they run very fast.
If someone gets in their way, they're very nasty.
Woodpeckers and all sorts of very, very squat, black and white, furry animals, long snouts.
And yet they're beautiful little things.
Went picnicking with a bottle of water and probably jam sandwiches or something like that. We all used to go up the fields and play and do in them days. Granny lived on a small holding. We used to have a good time.
But my dad was quite strict, so I wasn't allowed to go, actually.
Because his father was very strict. My husband's father was very strict.
Yeah, I was brought up quite strict. Very good parents, don't get me wrong, but...
And he wouldn't allow him to have holidays.
Didn't let you go far.
If you know what I mean.
Jude never went to the seaside or anything.
I wasn't allowed out, really, no. But I didn't pursue it, because I knew he'd say no. We had to go to chapel twice a day. We had a Sunday school. They were very strict, yeah. And then we had to go again, and then at night time we had to go again. And then after that we'd probably go walk. But anyway, it was all right. I've grown up all right.
In the village, the boys used to muck about, and one day they were naughty, so the men got the children and dropped them in the horse trough, and they got wet through.
Sometimes teenagers, like, they poured beer down a slide.
Their dad used to give them a clip round the ears if they didn't.
It was quite late at night.
But, of course, you can't do that today.
Well, they're teenagers.
Look, and I'm 92, so I'm not doing so bad.
What do you want to know?
What stories do you want to know about the village?
Village myths.
I haven't got any.
Oh, I don't know about the secret.
Oh, no, not really. Not things I want to talk about.
It was
now.
My friend. She fancied my husband. She fancied this young man. And we all tried to get them together. The night he came over when we was at a dance hall, we thought he was coming to my friend Margaret, but he came to me instead. And that's the story. We've been married 61 years.
Well, anything that went wrong in the village, everybody knew.
All of a sudden, her eyes popped out like a jack-in-a-box.
It's interesting people.
And we're coming back with an holiday, isn't it?
I was born in Crouch.
People accepted me because I came from a village into a village. I wasn't a a tiny person. I was a village person.
After all this time, 43 years, I still, there's part of me that still doesn't feel I belong here.
All I really want to do is to hug people, because we've not been able to do that. And it's been so long now. It's been nearly a year and a half.
And I think that's very sad.
It's going to be quite emotional.
So I've only been here 10 years, right? One of the main things about the village, it is the most friendly place, and this is the most friendly place I've ever come across. Yeah, they've taken me into their own.
Some of the dialect is really, really intense.
Now, you can tell I'm not Derbyshire.
Well, that is true.
So, you know, you can't understand it unless you really sort of analyse it properly.
When I first came up here, they thought I was a foreigner. Even my husband, when I was courting him, I couldn't understand him very much. I used to say, pardon, what are you saying?
Hey, up me duck.
I never knew what Māori meant.
Duck is a sort of...
Which means you're miserable. You're miserable.
Friendly term to greet somebody.
And he thought I was a catch whiskers, I think.
If I said to you, Costa Kickabo against a woe and edit till it bossed, I don't know if you'd understand me. So, cross the kick a bow against the woe and head it till it bursts. So it's, can you kick a ball against the wall and head it until it bursts?
I don't know a lot about it, but...
We used to call a path between two houses, they call it a ginnel.
And we all learnt about it at school.
Well, I suppose he was Māori.
Sorry, let's go back to Crouch. Where were we?
Oh, well, they used to get a bus, which we used in the village, about 6 o'clock at night, and take them to the next town, because we never had anything here, to go dancing. And then the bus used to come back and collect them at 11 o'clock to bring them back home again. The girls used to go dancing.
I met my husband at a dance, but not in Crouch.
Well, yes, because we were a small village. A very small village, and really they were all related to one another in them days.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Not really, no. No.
Yeah. No.
No. No.
No, I can't. No.
No, not specifically.
No worries, no worries, no worries.
Oh, no, no, no. Oh, no, no, no. Yes, yes, yes.
It is, yes.
Yes, yes. Yes, yes, exactly, allegedly.
I'm sitting on the fence.
No.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
No. How no?
Oh, dear. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Sorry, I digress. Oh, I might as well tell you.
Well, I used to go to the luncheon club one day a week.
We're the Crouch ladies, ukulele ladies.
I'll pop along with the children, yes, and the little ones, yes.
Yeah. Like going to the lunch club.
Call Muddle Along what we belong to.
We've never been to the luncheon club for over a year.
Knitting and nattering or sewing or whatever people want
to do. It was only a small village. And you knew everybody.
They called Pop Along. Children are from 0 to 3.
Somebody came up with the name of Crocs, which is Crouch Old Girls. But we've decided to keep ourselves as the Frogs, which doesn't stand for anything at all.
It comes to help at the luncheon club. It brings me a cup of tea.
We are the Crouch Village Preservation Society.
Oh, no. It's nice to get out now and again.
We're basically above a valley called the Derwent Valley, which is a sort of heritage.
This area is just steeped in history and heritage.
God save our telephone box and trucks for posterity.
Because it is a bit like a time warp. You can go back in time. So where we're living now actually was a tropical sea.
There used to be lots of shops in Crouch, which there aren't now.
Well, there's not many shops.
Lots and lots of things.
We've only got to butchers.
We tend to be quite self-sufficient.
Bakers.
We've got an Indian
bakery. We've got
That's about it.
What about, have they told you about the countryside and the views around? Well, certainly from the stand you get views.
The Scratch Stand, I suppose they've told you about that one, have they?
Scratch the stand is at the top of this unique mound.
I used to like to go up to the stand when I was younger. We used to all go walk up the stand, Crouch Stand.
Because it does stand on what is known as Crouch Hill.
There's a memorial on top of the hill
it's
here.
It's called Crouch Stand.
It's like a lighthouse.
It's like a tower with a light that goes round at the top. Used to go round. It doesn't go round any longer. If you go up to the stand and then go up the steps in the stand, you're supposed to see five counties.
Whichever way I walk, north, east, south or west, there's lovely countryside walks with views, different views in each direction. And incredible peaceful feeling. You can look all around and it's all quiet, hardly a soul to see.
Sometimes you can have like a thunderstorm going on up here, and in the valley it can be beautiful, and you know, or it can be beautiful up here and snowing in the valleys.
We live halfway up the hill near to the National Tramway Museum. Well, as it suggests, it's the National Tramway Museum.
Quite famous, actually.
In the quarry, it's about a mile long.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
And I'll just say
this
for the moment, but we'll
know about that. So stand there and leave that back to the other side and then sit down and face the other way.
Spend most of the time at this chapel here. It's quite small, but it's got quite a history to it. 1765 it was built by local men. They brought their stone and they built the chapel. It's very pleasant. It's a nice part of the world.
So I know my time is up and you might have somebody else trying to get through. So take care.
Okay then.
Take care.
Bye. Yeah, yeah, bye. Take care, yeah.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you very much.
Let all these thousands of other people get on the line and talk to you. Take care. Thanks very much.
Yeah,
it's
nice to
see. It's very nice
to.
In this village, yes.
Bye.
It's really quite amazing, isn't it, that we've been able to do this?
Take care.
Bye.
Thank you.
Take care. It's good to speak with you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
bye
you.
Bye. Bye bye. Thank
now.
You.
Bye.